How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the Insulone podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the Insulone podcast. So, like most internal and external factors in your life, stress will have a huge, huge, huge impact on your blood sugar. So, as vital as it is to manage stress as, quote unquote, a normal person who doesn't have diabetes, it's even more important to try and manage your own stress if you do have diabetes.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine it. I couldn't be dealing with diabetes on top of my own stress. Yeah. No, don't make me type 1 diabetic. I'm stressed enough as it is.
But it's funny. It's because when you get stressed, a perfect example, it's kind of like a vicious cycle. It's like you get stressed about being diabetic in your blood sugars. And then because your blood sugars are off, you get more stressed. And then because you're stressed, these hormones are being released and it has more of an impact on your blood sugar. So it's like this constant cycle. But what happens in your body biologically when you're stressed is, like I was saying earlier, when you feel this kind of overwhelming sense of stress, cortisol, epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, are released. These stress hormones basically will make your liver dump glucose into your bloodstream.
All right.
So again, that's that fight or flight response where I'm having glucose dumped into my body here. So my muscles and my limbs are filled with glucose, filled with blood and energy so I can fight or flight, as in run away. So Graham, when you're stressed, your body will release these stress hormones. Your blood sugar will rise as a result. But because your pancreas does what it's supposed to do, that will counteract that blood sugar spike with insulin. Whereas, like myself and millions of other people with diabetes, when we're stressed, we get these stress hormones, that overwhelming feeling, the glucose is being dumped into your body naturally, but our pancreas doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It's just in there doing nothing. So our blood sugar will just continue to rise and rise and rise and rise and rise and rise. So that's why it's so important, particularly if you're diabetic, to kind of have a good hold on your stress, to manage your stress well, work with yourself almost daily to help manage that stress, because it will have a massive impact on your blood sugar.
Do you yourself have any stories about when this happened, i.e. when you were stressed and your blood sugar levels just kept on going up?
Yeah, there's definitely a few times I've been stressed where I've noticed that rise. But the one that will always stand out to me the most, and I think it's because I had a CGM at the time, so I could see that physical spike in the graph on my phone. When I was back in the States, it would have been, I suppose, early December of this year, or last year even. So I was in the States, and Jillian Ripalone, remember, that was on the podcast a few episodes ago.
She was our first ever guest on the podcast.
First ever guest. Yep. So Jillian is obviously a good friend of mine, and I saw her in LA in October, and she gave me a Dexcom G5 sensor that she didn't need at the time. So it was my first ever CGM. I'd never used them before. I'd only just pricked my finger. So I had this at the time, okay? And obviously with the CGM, you can see it on your phone. You see your graph, you see blood spikes, blood drops. So anyway, I was in New York, and I got an email with news that I didn't want, let's say, without going into detail. So when I read this email, it was very overwhelming for me. It was extremely stressful to read, and I almost even feel it now just thinking about it. It's that feeling of like the physical change in your body. Your heart is pumping, you know, you're breathing, you're panting almost, and your palms start sweating. So I really noticed that physical change. And obviously, because I'm so into diabetes, I was aware of the impact that stress can have on your body. So read this email, tried to calm myself down, and about an hour later, I had kind of just like relaxed a bit and I was just going about my day. But I looked at my Dexcom graph and it shows the time, obviously, because it's kind of like a live reading. And the exact time that I was reading that email, the graph on my blood sugar had just skyrocketed.
Wow.
An external, almost like a psychological event or emotional event, can trigger this release of glucose and this adrenaline in your body, that it's as much then a physical response. It was just crazy to see, because any time previous I had been stressed, I would just kind of see a high reading on my blood monitor where I prick my finger. But to be able to actually see it as that graph with the live spike nearly when I read the email, it was nuts.
Do you ever, in your mind, when you maybe forecast a stressful situation coming up, get stressed about the thought of getting stressed? Would that be a thing as well?
Yeah, so a quote that almost instantly jumps into my head when I hear that question is from a Roman philosopher back in, I think he died in 65 AD, called Seneca. And one of his famous quotes is, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality."
Ooh, that's good.
Isn't that unreal?
That's unreal. And that probably sums me up a lot. and I'm sure some people listening as well.
But yeah, so, and to try and kind of remind yourself of that quote, if you're somebody who maybe suffers from stress quite often, you do worry about a situation before it even happens. So I suppose that stress and that anxiety before anything even happens, and that kind of kickstarts the fight or flight response in your body. So you could be sitting at your desk and work, or you could be watching TV, or you could be in bed trying to go to sleep, and you could think about a situation that has happened or that hasn't happened yet. And because your body can't differentiate between a physical or emotional stressful event, you will have that same reaction in your body. So you could just be in bed trying to go to sleep. Next thing, I'm worried about a speech that I have to do. I'm just like, doo, 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 doo. Your heart starts pumping. You know, you might start sweating. You can't breathe properly. So it's insane. And I think a good way to try and overcome that, and I've looked into this a lot, even just for myself, because obviously when you are diabetic, it's important to manage your stress because it does have that physical impact on your blood sugar, like we just spoken about. But a good way to kind of overcome that stress is to understand what it is. Now, I know we've gone through it over the past few minutes, but if you try and view your stress not just as a negative thing, and you understand that it's your body trying to keep you safe. So it doesn't feel good when your heart starts pumping and your hands start sweating and you can't breathe as you would like to breathe, but that is your body looking out for you. It's your body helping you rise to a certain challenge, I like to say. A nervous feeling or event shows that you are doing something out of your comfort zone that will probably lead to something greater than it has before, if that makes sense. Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulon Podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.